Suits, gadgets, and tequila are all tools required to save the world as British secret agents are forced to cross the pond for some southern hospitality. I'm Rob LaFrenz with a rivet review of the new film, Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
Eggsy, I saw in you what someone once saw in me. Something that can't be taught. The makings of a Kingsman. Being a Kingsman is more than the clothing we wear or the weapons we bear. It's about being willing to sacrifice for the greater good. I hope you're ready for what comes next.
Kingsmen are charged with keeping the world safe and doing it discreetly. But when a failed agent from their past outs the group, its American counterpart gets the call.
Welcome to Statesman.
As your American cousins, we'll be working side by side.
Let's get started.
The follow-up to Kingsman: The Secret Service, and based on the comic book, this second installment takes all you knew about the group and blows it up, literally. Colin Firth is back, and if you saw the first one, you might be asking how, and there's a pretty cool reason for it. So is Taron Egerton as newbie agent Eggsy, and Mark Strong as Merlin. Other than that, it's now an all-star cast featuring a diabolical Julianne Moore, a genius Halle Berry, and a sadly underused Channing Tatum. Oh yeah, Jeff Bridges and Elton John also have key parts. It does have its issues. It's too long. Some of the CGI looks like, well, CGI. And some of the gadgets, robots, and fighting were way over the top. That said, I had a total blast. The action scenes were well done, even the slow-mo stuff, and you could tell what was going on. The acting was spot on, the dialogue was witty and funny, while the plot, very comic book, and I mean that in a good way. And for that, I give Kingsman: The Golden Circle 4 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. It's James Bond on steroids with a whiskey chaser. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.